Live from the Monona Terrace Community and Convention Center, it's Michael Feldman's What Do You Know from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI Public Radio International. That's John Tulin on piano, Jeff Hammond on bass. I'm Sarah Nix. In this hour of What Do You Know, it's our town of the week. Thanks for the memos and more of the What Do You Know quiz. Support for What Do You Know comes from PRI affiliate stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And now, the man who says, the mini marathon's a good start, but he'll wait for the micro. It's Michael Feldman.
Yeah, yeah. Okay there. So then, you know, each week at this time, we read actual memos sent in by actual listeners. Just to prove we have actual listeners.
That's right.
It's thanks for the memos. That's right. And this one here is, he's anonymous, of course, sent this in. We don't want to get anyone in trouble here. But he says, I work at an amusement park, a very well-known amusement park. Be very upsetting if you actually knew the name of this amusement park. But anyhow, you can't know that. It was sent out to the entire team from our environmental services manager, whatever that would be. I don't know what environmental services is, but it can't be good. And here's the memo as it reads, or as it read. Sorry for this message, but for the third time in 2 weeks, a urinal was pooped in our park restrooms. It almost has to be an employee because I can't imagine a guest having done it on three different visits in the last 2 weeks. What can we do about it? Maybe each department needs to talk with their male staff about the situation and let them know the severity of the punishment if caught in the act. Well, just the humiliation, I think, would be enough, don't you, if actually caught in the act. Ask for help from the staff in case the person doing it is bragging about it. It needs to stop. Not a pleasant sight for our guests, not a pleasant task for my staff who clean up. Your help will be greatly appreciated. Just put yourself in the place of my staff and maybe we will get this to cease. I've asked that security make it a habit of stopping in the restrooms as they do their rounds. And what are they doing on their rounds really becomes the question. Along with my detail staff, who check them on a regular basis throughout the day, any male management could do the same thing. Maybe the culprit will see the extended presence of personnel and not take the chance of getting caught. Maybe. Thank you very much for that memo. An actual memo from an actual environmental services dude somewhere. And where can they...
They can send those. They can send those memos to whatdoyouknow@wpr.org, subject line memos, or go to notmuch.com and post it there.
Okay. And what about if the guy wants to turn himself into us?
He could show up at 821 University Avenue, Madison, Wisconsin, 53706. Care of What Do You Know? Thanks right. for the memos.
And the men's room is on the seventh floor. There, you have to go through the double doors.
That's right. You got to go through the double doors.
Yeah. And then, what about Twitter? A lot of people are into Twitter now, aren't they?
They are. Yep. Mm-hmm. They can follow us. It's at What Do You Know. It's at WYK.
No, don't follow What Do You Know. What about following me?
Oh, you. Oh, yeah. Your Twitter handle's at My Feldman.
Yeah. Forget about
all
us.
All lowercase. At My Feldman.
At My Feldman?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. You do that, too, and see all those things.